Across America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're with Frosty Wooldridge today, immigration expert, member of the BATR Colonist Guild. And Frosty, Richie had some excellent questions before the break. Go ahead with the answers.
Well, yeah, and these are excellent questions. Is there a biblical implication here? I think what's happening is that no matter who you are, whatever your race, creed, or color, and I work with a lot of Hispanic Americans. I work with Robert Vasquez. I work with Andy Ramirez. I work with Priscilla Espinoza, Haiti Pavia. I work with black activists such as Terry Anderson. I've spoken on the same stages. What we're facing here is a human dilemma. This is a human dilemma. And that's whether you look back into any kind of biblical confrontation or historical confrontation, there's no question there is a black-white, there is a Mexican or Hispanic confrontation in this country. There's certainly the Hmong confrontation. There's the Vietnamese confrontation. We have been a successful society because we've meshed all these different cultures and races together only because it's been you have always had the ability to move out of whatever you didn't like. In other words, you didn't like it, you moved away. And as you can see what's happening in California right now, Americans are running away from Los Angeles, and they're moving to Washington and Oregon and Idaho and certainly into Montana. But at some point, none of us are going to be able to run anywhere. We're going to be just all crushed into this human dilemma of 100 million more people and the shortages. And then you're going to see even greater racial divides and balkanization. And it's already happening. Look at Detroit right now. The Muslims in Detroit are just balkanizing as fast as they can. They're declaring they're going to make Iowa the next Muslim state. If you look in France, and I spent all last summer 2 years ago in France and across Europe, you've got Britain is just cracking up with balkanized Muslim and British society. You've got France having firebomb cars, 10,000 of them last December, a year ago. You've got Holland is just being eaten alive by its immigrants, and these were legal immigrants. They are not enculturating. They're not assimilating, and that's what's happening here. So many so fast that they can't and won't, and that's where you're creating the separation. Now, the second part of the question is, what about the guilt? We're doing it to ourselves.
White
As a
guilt.
Matter of fact, the white guilt. I mean, the fact is the white race in this country has been the dominant race now for 200 years, and now it's starting to slip, and the minority races such as Mexicans and the black race is now starting to make more inroads, and they want more. And if you look what's happening on TV, if you look in the movies, you're seeing a massive push for all of this equity. But again, let's go back to silent assertion. It doesn't deal with the balkanization that's happening. And so no matter what, we're all in this together, but there's always the clans aspect. All races simply kind of move toward each other, and they stay with each other, and they enclave. This pretty bouquet thing is wonderful in idealism, but like the Marxist the philosophy of Communist Manifesto, it looks good on paper but doesn't work in reality. And unfortunately, you've got these massive elites, the power corporations, who never have to deal with it. Their kids go to private schools. They live in gated communities, and they don't get touched. And if you look at third world countries, you can see down in Mexico and you can see in these other places that people like Vicente Fox, they don't have to deal with the 4 million people living in cardboard shacks and taking a constitutional in the morning with their chickens, because they're living in the fabulously wealthy situations. Here in this nation's the same thing. So it's white guilt, it's guilt about racism, and it's the history that we have created in this country. But as I've said, it won't make any difference when we add the next 100 million Americans, because we're all going to be in this thing together. So we need to solve it now together, or we're all going to be literally the cooked goose in the pot as it boils over in 2040 with another 100 million people.
Frosty Wooldridge and Richie, stay on the line. This is Mark Dankos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We're back. Mark Hancock's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Frosty Wooldridge, immigration expert and a member of the BATR Columnist Guild. He also has a website, which as I understand it is www.frostywooldridge.com. And I will later today probably get a front page post at BATR News on Frosty's appearance on this show with all of his relevant URLs posted there for easy clicking. And you can find that at BATR.net/BATR News. Frosty, we were talking about a couple of items before the break. One was trying to get to the bottom of why so many people support this illegal immigration by silent assertion or otherwise, when it doesn't seem to be in their immediate perceived interest. There's also this whole business, I think, which I suspect was maybe implied in Richie's question, and that gets back to this Immigration Reform Act of 1965, which you mentioned on the show, where Lyndon Johnson and a Democrat-controlled Congress in 1965 passed a little heralded at the time piece of immigration reform that not only opened the floodgates, it seems to me, to wholesale immigration to the United States, But isn't it a fact that the demographics of the immigration that we were allowing shifted drastically at that time from predominantly Western and Northern European immigration to this country to the Third World?
That's correct. It changed the quotas from First World countries and mostly very compatible backgrounds of Europeans into this country. And what it was almost a Teddy Kennedy wanted to bring the bouquet of diversity into this country and the thing called multiculturalism, which he, of course, never has to live in and never has to deal with and never has to become a part of. And that's the one thing that has been noted throughout, is that multiculturalism, and unfortunately it looks good on paper, and it can work in the halls of a college, where there's a higher academic and intellectual capacities, but unfortunately, if you look at the lower echelons of multiculturalism, and I have throughout my career here in the United States, having traveled through 50 states and 10 Canadian provinces, and especially having done it in various ways as a teacher here of math and science in the early 70s in Colorado, as a United States Army officer. By the way, I was also stationed down there at Fort Sam Houston and at Brooke Army Hospital, taking care of the burn patients and amputees coming back from Vietnam. I've also was at 20 summers as a truck driver for United Van Lines. And when Tom Tancredo came out just last month or so saying that Miami was a third world country, I actually got to see Miami devolve from a great American city to, it is a third world city now. It's just trash and filth and crime and drugs and illegal aliens and corruption everywhere at every and unbelievable balkanization down there. And so what you're going to see is this mass and what's happening right now. I mean, you've already got the balkanization. You've got Detroit turning very Muslim oriented, and they're defending themselves against us. And they're doing the same thing in France, and they're doing the same thing in Holland and Belgium and Britain. So it was a huge mistake to bring all these incompatible cultures and this multiculturalism, because the fact is, and I've written about it, it doesn't work. It leads to violence. It leads to confrontation. It leads to ripping a society apart. And we're doing the same thing that if you want to look at Israel and you want to look at Palestine, they just don't get together. If you want to look at the Shiites and you want to look at the Sunnis and the Kurds, they hate each other's guts enough to kill each other. So we're actually injecting the same kind of multiculturalism incompatibilities into this country, and if we continue to do it at this high rate of speed, 2-3 million per year, we will fall into the same category as the great Seymour Lipset historian said, that most nations don't die, they commit national suicide. And that's what you're seeing happen to the United States here in the year 2007.
Yeah, Jared Taylor has made that point very clear, that wherever mm-hmm. diversity does show, it doesn't work. And Frosty and Mark, have either of you seen this guy? He usually shows up on Hannity or on O'Reilly, and he's the mustachioed, slick-back hair, Castilian-looking advocate for illegal alien, and he usually comes on, "Oh, my friend, don't you see? Where is your compassion, my friend?" Have either of you seen that guy?
No, I haven't caught it.
He comes on frequently, and he's just an excuser, and it's frustrating. And Frosty, what is your opinion of this overblown Hispanic racial pride that they seem to stick their chest out, and they're so proud of their culture, but yet they come to the gringos' land to achieve this prosperity? I've taken up of your time. I'll listen to your answer and enjoy your show.
Thanks, Richie.
Thank you very much, Richie. And one thing, being in the middle of this thing here in Colorado and having seen it down in Arizona and certainly in Texas also, unfortunately, Mexicans that come here want to continue to manifest their Mexicanness, if you will, and not assimilate. And that's the one thing. Even the American Hispanics who have enjoyed this country and have enjoyed all the wealth and the opportunities, they understand that you can't get the same thing down there in Mexico, because it's impossible. Mexico is a failed society. It's a failed economy. The corruption is tantamount and the most powerful aspect. And even though it's the ninth largest GNP in the world, look at all the poverty down there. And if I could give you just one other little quickie before I go further into that, that the colonias that I talked about earlier, the New York Times said in this article in March 13, 1988, that the colonias in 1985, over 185,000 of these illegal aliens had amassed on our side of the border from Brownsville, Texas to San Diego, California. By 1995, it was a half million. By 2005, it was a million. And the New York Times estimates by 2021, which is a heartbeat away, there will be 20 million of these greatest population of just poverty-stricken disease, crime, illiteracy people who are in Mexico, in Central America and South America, will now be here. And they said, and these people live in these colonias, and the colonias have no water, no electricity, no streets, no toilets, no sewage, no nothing. They're simply shack towns, and I've seen them. I've filmed them. This is not something that's just out there and you think it's just no big deal. It's a big deal, because when it gets to be 20 million, we're all going to have a health crisis. We're going to have a population, a starvation crisis, a poverty crisis that we will not be able to solve. And so that's what we're facing in just that realm right there. But going back to what Richie was talking about, one of the things that can solve all this is that we simply, I mean, in other words, if you go to any restaurant, they have a seating capacity. And then you have to stay outside and wait until you can get in. A movie has a seating capacity. A pool has a swimming capacity. Any room has a legal capacity. Every classroom has a capacity. And if you overrun it, then you will cause, of course, the consequences that have happened in many situations. And so if we don't create a moratorium on all immigration, we'll exceed our seating capacity, our carrying capacity, and our ability to feed, water, and clothe ourselves, and then we'll degrade ourselves into the same kinds of consequences. And the corruption, you know, what happens in poverty-stricken populations? Corruption is a part of what they do. And so you're going to see that multiply itself times 100 million in this country. And as it gets rougher to gain water and unrenewable resources and the inability to feed, water, and clothe and put ourselves, you know, have energy, we're going to degrade ourselves into a second and even a third world country. And it's already happening. It's already happened here in the Americas. So this thing is going to get ugly, and then it's going to get uglier.
Keith in Indiana, you're on the line for Frosty Wooldridge. Go ahead, Keith.
Yes. Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's good to hear this
Hello. Conversation.
Thank you, sir. I was responding to a gentleman who called about biblical application.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah on verse 7, your country is desolate, your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate, is overthrown by strangers. Given to verse 9, except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. We got fundamental problems in the church. I keep trying to stress there is no political solution without first repenting. God builds up nations, and he tears them down. We're not being blessed. The strangers are the Edomites. The Edomites are the ones who got into government and passed the immigration laws.
Mm-hmm.
Even legal immigration is a problem according to God's law. They're a different kind. The people in Mexico are a mixed, multi-race. When Israel came out of Egypt, he separated the mingled people from the children of Israel. Doesn't hate them. We're not to hate them. But the ones that David hated are the same ones that survived when God said, go in and kill them all in Deuteronomy 7.
Yeah.
Take those Canaanites and destroy every one of them. We didn't do it. And he said they're going to be thorns in our side and their gods are going to be snares on us. So we're keeping their customs with Christmas and Ishtar. We're doing the same thing. He brought judgment on our fathers in Israel. Why? Because we don't know they're our fathers. Our people have been told by the Edomites who control the seminaries that we're Gentiles. We're heathen nations. And actually, most of the, you know, America was about 99% pure Israelite, though they didn't know who they were when we were founded. We're a long way from the truth. If you read the Bible carefully, the letter, the epistle of Jude, he meant to write one thing and he had to change it. But earnestly contend for the faith once delivered. And it's been 1,900 years of falling away. Now we're coming up to the greatest tragic time, greatest pain on this earth ever. Even worse than days of Noah.
We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Frosty Wooldridge when we return. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Frosty Wooldridge, Denver, Colorado, immigration expert, educator, and member of the BATR Columnist Guild. Frosty, we were talking about a number of things before the break, including some of the patterns that are described in the Old Testament that indicate that one of the means of destroying Israel and causing the fortunes of Judah to wane on the vine was through the assimilation of foreign cultures and foreign religions in a way that made the nation itself look almost imperceptible. Isn't that a version of what we've got going on right now?
And as the, like in the Bible, you have these same historical aspects repeat themselves. And as the gentleman just called in and talked about, whether you are concerned about the biblical aspects or not, whether or not you subscribe to secular, it really doesn't it's not a part of this equation in that. Well, it's a part of the equation if it works for you. What I try to bring out is just the hard, cold facts of adding 100 million people. I mean, I go to church on Sundays, and I pray daily, and I do all the things that any normal American or most normal Americans do. We hope for a better world. And also, but to bring into some clarity there, and I'm not that I want to bring out and quote anything of religion, but Jesus said that you will go forth and do greater acts than I, and that's what Jesus said. We have the ability, the God-given choice, to choose different paths. We do not have to go down a particular path. I mean, I climb a 14er. I climb them in the summers, or I ride my bicycle across the United States. Most people won't do that, but I do it because it is a path that I choose. It is what I have a God-given choice to do. And that path has taken me from the Arctic all the way to the South Pole. It's taken me twice around the planet. I've bicycled the length of South America. I've circled Australia. I've bicycled across Europe. I mean, I've been everywhere, China, Hong Kong to Beijing, the Wall of China, you name it. Each and every person has a choice. Now, collectively, here in the United States, we have a choice. We can choose to stop this immigration invasion, and we do have the choice. But unfortunately, Americans keep sitting back, and as the one caller came in about what are the biblical implications and what about the white guilt, and why are we just so blithely watching this thing happen? You see, this is a human dilemma, and all of these immigrants are coming from horrible situations, but the problem is their lines never end because they grow by 80 million per year, so they're going to find a way to come to America. And so all of us, that's why I work with blacks and whites and Hispanics and red men and browns, you name it, we're all in this consequence together. And so to deal with the past doesn't help us in the present, other than the knowledge and the wisdom and maybe some understanding. So what we need to do is what I advocate on my website, frostywooldridge.com, or go to numbersusa.com. Roy Beck, a friend of mine who runs that, become a faxer and a phone caller, and let's stop 2611 from passing, Senate Bill 2611 from passing. Stop Nancy Pelosi. If you'll go to you'll see my columns, you'll see a how-to, get involved, how to do something. Because in this republic, in the last 50 years, only 50% of the population that can vote votes. The other 50% doesn't in national elections. In local elections, 90% of the people don't vote. There's no way that a republic can survive that. Now, if you add 100 million people that are uneducated and from out of our country and from incompatible cultures, and let's face it, Mexican society is incompatible with American society. That's why these people have it's called Reconquista de Azatlan. There is a tremendous millions of Mexicans who will want to get back and control the Texas and New Mexico, Arizona, and certainly California, because they think we stole it from them. And, you know, to some degree we probably did, but that's been going on since the beginning of time. Somebody's always stealing or conquering some other country. Rome did it. Spain did it. France did it. England did it. We've done it. And so the key is, do we want to maintain a working, sustainable, civilized nation that allows all races, creeds, and colors thus far to enjoy themselves? Or do we want to break ourselves up on the rocks? Do we want to immigrate another 10 million Muslims? Do we want to immigrate another 20 million Mexicans? Because I guarantee you they're going to butt heads, and they're going to come into conflict. And the great bouquet that we have here will then become truly a fractured society, balkanized society, and it will be even greater as we lose the ability to sustain ourselves. So this thing is on many fronts, but we don't have to go to that. We can shut down the borders. We can stop all immigration for the next 10 years. We can stop illegal immigration by simply attrition through enforcement. Tom Tancredo in his book, In Mortal Danger, certainly Pat Buchanan's book, and I met him last fall, and I know Tom Tancredo very well. They're both highly integrable men. The State of Emergency, both of those books called for a 10-year moratorium, which I called for in my book, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences, 2 years ago. We can change this thing by choice and make, but we have to make the choice now. We can't wait till Katrina hits. We have to take choices now, and that's the key here.
We'll be back with Frosty Wooldridge. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We at Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word. So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items could be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. How does it work? Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778. You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter. Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Frosty Wooldridge of the BATR Columnist Guild, immigration expert and frequent contributor to Rents.com and also Elizabeth Wright's very fine news site, NewsWithViews.com. Frosty, as I look at this whole situation, looking at the 65 immigration reform bill that passed that has helped to produce this current quandary. And, of course, you cited what seems to be the imminency. When I say imminency, I'm speaking of maybe the next 2 or 3 months, the possible passage of the Senate Bill 2611. We're now talking about, say, 20 million illegal aliens in this country, utilizing your own very fine, very carefully crafted figures. We're definitely looking, if things do not change, at the addition of an additional 100 million people in the United States alone in the next 33 years. Aren't we talking about something here that, aside from all of its societal and economic and political implications, is, in my judgment, an indication of a very strange coalition that has emerged on this? You have the left, the American left, with its worship of the so-called multiculturalism, wanting to insist that all cultures are equal, or that all cultures can be assimilated with one another. That's a very strongly held ideological point of view on much of the American left that, in my view, flies in the face of all of the available evidence on this presently and historically. Then you've got the corporate people who control our political process, who are looking at this illegal immigration issue, I assume largely from the vantage point of the cheap labor that they feel it brings to the table for their own interests. And are we not talking as well about a third group of individuals here, maybe overlapping with elements of the first and second constituencies, and that is the folks that want to bring about a full-blown New World Order and a full-blown world government? If that's the case, does this illegal immigration situation not play into their hands as well in terms of ending the existence of the United States as a separate nation state apart from some form of world government and world order?
You are so very correct on that aspect of this new world order. And again, this new world order that is going to, if it allows to steamroll and continue this steamroll to create the North American Union and the Amero, much like Europe's Euro, is going to make the rich richer, and the poor poorer, and the rest of us are going to be paying for it as we downgrade the middle class. One of the most fantastic things in the history of the world has been the American experiment, the U.S. Constitution. And what you have right now in power is a man who is a globalist who could care less about the Constitution. In fact, at one point last year, he called it a GD piece of paper. And that aspect is unfortunately, and I wrote a piece about George Bush last week. It was titled "In America in the Crosshairs of Incompetence." What anyone does most of the time is what they do all the time. And George Bush has been his whole life goof off, party guy, boozer, drug user, and so forth. That's been documented. And now he's in the highest office in the land, and he's got an idea in his head, along with the CFR. People, the Council on Foreign Relations, Condi Rice, Cheney, and the rest of them, also Trilateral Commission, they want to break this country in half and create this North American Union. But the problem with that is that it wouldn't be so bad if it was just Canada and America, because it's two first world countries. But we're talking about 104 million people in a third world country with millions of uneducated poor who will then begin to just simply move into our country and take up residence any way they want. And there's no equity here. And then the welfare systems of this new world order will mean that you and I, the American taxpayer, will have to continue to work ourselves to death as this kind of socialism manifests itself across the nation. And if you want, I mean, I'm posting on Freedom's Phoenix today the anchor baby phenomenon. We already pay over $109 billion per year per cycle for anchor babies, now numbering over 380,000 per year, of women who simply come to this country, bear a child, and then all of a sudden hook into our welfare systems and are busting our hospitals. 86 hospitals have gone, and ER wards have gone bankrupt in California alone in the last 5 years. And so this new world order looks good on paper, but the reality is, It will crush America's middle class. It is already crushing America's middle class. And then, again, the rich get richer. And what it is I call it redlining the economic engine. These corporations, they want more mouths to feed, more bodies to clothe, more houses to build, and more water to drink, and more goods to sell. And they're redlining. If you redline an engine, you'll get a lot of maximum power out of it in the first couple of seconds. But if you keep redlining the engine, whether on a motorcycle or a car, you will blow the engine up. And at some point, this North American Union balderdash is the kind of thing that will blow up and explode in our faces. And it will destroy this nation and the sovereignties, not only for our all of our citizens, it'll literally destroy the Republican form of government that has now been the most successful in the world, and we're all going to suffer from it. So it's going to get really, really, really ugly.
Yeah, and as I look at this whole thing, and of course I'm editorializing at this point in regard to what I think of this war in Iraq, but clearly we are having terrific difficulties there with what I would say, at least, is a no-win war of counterinsurgency.
Correct.
The cost of that, which was alleged to be $50 billion, by some of Bush's top neoconservatives, is now at half a trillion dollars and counting, and you know we're approaching $1 trillion on that. Ultimately, you look at the massive debt that is involved with just the financing of this war, in regard to the debt that is owed to Asian central banks. Then, of course, you bring in all of your figures on illegal immigration. And what this really means culturally and economically and politically and constitutionally. And then, of course, you add in two or three other horrific statistics, including what several people have cited on this show in recent weeks, has been somewhere between a 25 and 35% increase across the board in the size and cost of the federal government just since Bush has been president. And this is aside. This is aside from the Iraq War. This is aside from the Defense Department. When we really contemplate how bad this is, do you think this will revitalize the real American right in this country, that somebody will wake up to the fact that the Rockefeller Republicanism of the Bush regime is a red herring, that the Fox News slant on what's going on in this country is wrong, and that somehow, some way, between an America First foreign policy and retaking our culture, that the old American right will come out of the woodwork again? What's your feeling about that?
You really are bringing this to the forefront, and ladies and gentlemen listening across America, this is exactly what we're facing, and there's going to be a response one way or the other, and I'm not sure that the right will be able to succeed enough, because if you look at the Democrats, they're socialists, and socialists love to give welfare away and give your money to somebody else, and that's why it has failed throughout history around the world. And what's going to happen is you're going to see backlash, and unfortunately, and this is what I would like to see solved before it comes, but I get hundreds of letters every day from my columns of people that are so angry, they're boiling. And again, the silent assertion, you can pretend, you can do what Tom Brokaw did last Tuesday with his program, his special on living in the shadow of the American dream, and pretend that it's not boiling, but you're going to see it boiled to the surface and then explode. And what you're going to see is this balkanization turn into civil violence. They pretended over in France for so long, and now they are full-blown into a fractured society, Muslims against the French. And the Muslims are in France, but they're not French, and they don't want to be French, but they're enjoying that first world aspect of being in a first world from the horrible conditions that they, in their third world situations, have become. If you take the Muslim societies around the world, what do you see? Most of them are just very, very poor. All of them completely high class, and then low class. I mean, look, go to Egypt. You'll see nothing but poverty, and then you'll see the ones that are rich on top, and you'll see horrific. My brother Howard speaks Arabic, and he lived there for a year. And it is unbelievably horrible, and so the same kind of third world ways are then being injected into these first world countries, and they're falling apart, they're fracturing, and they're going by the wayside. So you're going to see some kind of response in time, and it's probably going to be civil violence on a very large scale.
Yeah, I unfortunately have to agree with that assessment, because it seems to me that traditional political activism and the kind of thing that results in constructive policy change, at least up to now, seems to have failed to stem the tide of what our political elite has been doing. And when I look at these numbers and just what I see going on in San Antonio alone, and extrapolate that to the next 33 years, as you do, Frosty, from a much more informed perspective on this, quite clearly something is going to give, push is going to result in shove, and I'm looking at a circumstance where there can shortly be, particularly if the Senate Bill 2611 should become law, which I would predict at this point it will. I hope I'm wrong. But if it does, it may well be that the ball game is over in terms of conventional, nonviolent political strategies for having some constructive policy change and change in direction on this. And we could be looking at something, again, that looking at France as just one model alone might be a very serious portent of things to come for the United States. John in Florida, you're on the line for Frosty Wooldridge. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Frosty, I just want to say I sure admire what you're doing, but I just had a question for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You have really brought it to the head here. And
yes.
I just wanted to say this. I live in Miami and been here for 35 years and graduated from the University of Miami and went in the Marine Corps as an officer. Did all the things you're supposed to, right?
Yes, sir.
We are,
me both.
We are getting out of Miami. You want to know why?
I know
this
why.
This city is so dangerous. Let me tell you what it's going to come to. It's not just going to be people calling names. It's going to be violence, and violence is coming. I only say that because in my heart, I would like it not to come. But
right.
In my mind, I say, you know what? This is inevitable. And unfortunately, it is coming. You know it's coming, and violence is coming. And you know what? I consider all the politicians who are not doing nothing. The only one is like Tom Tancredo. He's saying the truth, but you know what they're doing? They're making him to be out something terrible when he's saying the truth. So you know we have no other way to go but violence now. Because when you do not accept truth, when it is truth, regardless of whether you like it or not, there's only one more answer, and it's going to be the cartridge box. Do you agree?
Yes, sir. As a former fellow officer, my father was a United States Marine, and I was a lieutenant in the United States Army Medical Service Corps. You, sir, and I are on the same page, and we know what's coming. And in my book, Immigration and Unarmed Invasion, I wrote a whole aspect of what's happening in Miami. And having visited Miami for 23 solid years, starting in 1978, and watching it degrade into what it's degraded into, it's no longer an American city. It certainly is a third world city, and most of Americans have moved up and out of that arena and along up to Sarasota and Fort Myers and farther north to Jacksonville, Orlando, and so forth. We're being displaced out of our own country, but at some point, as these populations rise, 100 million more people, there's no place you can run to. And then the kind of third world crime, the kind of violence. I mean, here in Denver, we've got so much violence by illegal aliens, and we've only got 400,000 here in this state. It's unbelievable. We've got unbelievable crime going on here in Denver. But it's going to erupt in the final analysis into violence, and that's the sad reality
right.
that we're facing.
But let me say this before I go. When we as Americans, or we as men, stood up, you actually knew a lot of people were fighting for the English when we fought for our independence.
Right.
And do you realize that there are going to be some of us who stand up and give our lives for our family, our nation, and what we believe in for this country as we took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic? That means even politicians who actually try to destroy our country by saying, oh, I'm just a goody-two-shoe. Excuse me, if you're breaking the law and you're harming people and you're stealing their heritage, there's going to be a price to pay.
You have got it in a nutshell. And ladies and gentlemen, this man from Miami is dead on the money. He and I both know what we both know. I've written about it, and that's exactly right. This will erupt in violence. None of us are going to escape this thing, and that's the sadness about this thing. Unless we change direction now. If we shut down those borders now, we don't allow that, and we create this attrition through enforcement. In other words, these illegal aliens, let's get them out of our country, let them go back to their own country, and solve their own problems there in Mexico. Actually, Mexico needs to have a revolution, and it needs to do the same thing that we did. Pardon? Go ahead.
True, but they're not going to go peacefully. They're not going to accept that. If you think they're violent now, you wait till it comes. They will kill you in the street because they'll see you got straight hair, blue eyes, and white face. They will kill you. And the thing about it, it is coming. I hate to say it, but it's like the Titanic, and you just made up the point. We can't rearrange the furniture or the deck on the furniture anymore. It's coming.
That's true.
The iceberg's on the way, and God help us. But all I can say is my faith is in God's hands, and God bless America.
Thank you, sir. Mark, he's right on the money. He since he's down there in Miami, he can tell you exactly what I could tell you and what I have been saying. And ladies and gentlemen, this country is in deep, deep trouble. And that's just the reality that we're facing right now. And we better, and I'll add one thing. I still think there's 280 million plus of us, and there's only 20, 25 million of those illegals. If we start applying the laws as they are right now against the employers, we will create attrition. In 1954, Dwight D. Eisenhower started the Operation Wetback, and within 6 months, 488,000 of the 1 million that were deported out of the country in 1 year, 488,000 self-deported. And when you take away the jobs by enforcing the laws, then a lawful Republican form of government will and continues to and will manifest. But it's got to be done pretty soon, because if we allow this next addition of all these illegals into legality, we have and we will create a cancer that will go to and metastasize to all aspects of our nation, and we will not survive it.
Yeah, that is that's absolutely my reading on this too, Frosty. And as I listen to the pain in John's voice,
he
was calling from Miami, it makes me think of the tens of thousands of other Americans who are in situations like John's, and situations like that of all of us as these trends continue. These are dark times, and we trust that that there's a way out in the days ahead. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Frosty Wooldridge.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Across America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today has been Frosty Wooldridge of Denver, Colorado, member of the BATR, Paleo Conservative Columnist Guild, frequent contributor to Jeff Rentz's site at Rentz.com, also Elizabeth Wright's site, NewsWithViews.com. At some point today on BATR's main news page, I'm going to post a link to this broadcast, along with Frosty's biography, as well as a URL link to his latest effort for News with Views. Frosty, in these last few minutes, I wanted you to comment on something that I've seen again in recent days. Truthout had an article on it, dealing with the Pentagon's move to hire a bunch of foreigners, people who are not citizens of the United States, to sign up for military service in some branch of our armed forces in order to receive citizenship as a payment for their service to our efforts in Iraq and elsewhere. What's your take on that?
Well, the whole Iraq war, as I've said in the columns before, the Iraq war was based on the weapons of mass destruction lie. It's a validated lie. It is a lie. It was perpetrated and completely created by George Bush and his administration. The same lie got us into Vietnam. It was called the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution. Again, another lie created by the federal government in its time to create a war named Vietnam. And in that war, 58,000 kids were killed and 350,000 heinously wounded. And this one, we now have 3,000 plus of our finest soldiers killed in Iraq, 20,000 plus are horribly wounded. And as a former U.S. Army Medical Service Corps officer, I can tell you it is ugly beyond belief. And yet those people in power, like Cheney, never served in the military. In fact, had five different student deferments. George Bush hid out in the National Guard and never attended his meetings. And these are the ones that have perpetrated this war and the lie of the war. And for me, as an American citizen, and the Iraq war, and the fact that we've killed 655,000 Iraqi citizens, and we've dropped depleted uranium bombs on them so that they will have birth defects and horrible mutations of their animals and their children and so forth for decades to come, years to come, our own troops are coming back from all of this with all these kind of birth defect consequences. This is a heinous act by George Bush and his government. And I get very emotional about this, but this war is illegal, it's immoral, it's amoral, it's unethical, and we need to bring our troops home and we need to get out of Iraq and let them deal with their own problems in their own land. It's not about terrorism. It's simply about a bunch of people at the top making a whole bunch of money, whether it's arms merchants or whether it's Abramoffs or whether whomever it is, and that is the crisis that has been perpetrated upon us. That one gets me really upset.
Yeah, I tell you, as I look at this, it seems to me that between the things that you're talking about in relationship to illegal immigration and the things that are going on in this war with Iraq, we are looking potentially, folks, at the end of the United States as we have known it, unless we change course very quickly. I would like to thank Frosty Wooldridge for being on Mark Dankoff's America today, coming live to you from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I hope you had a very blessed holiday season. Let's trust that 2007 brings something good into our lives and something good that will change the course of this country. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.